Time now for our weekly one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. Coach, I first want to talk about the road, which was not kind to the Eagles last year. 1-7. This year, the Eagles 6-2 on the road. A huge reason that this team is 12-2.
It is a huge reason, and it's something that we addressed even in the offseason when the guys got back in April, that we had to make sure that we took care of business on the road. You know, and just like you said, we didn't do it a very good job a year ago, and you learn from that, though. You know, and the players have learned each and every week from not only mistakes but also from successes, and we've had our share of difficulties. Obviously, this last three-game road stretch was not an easy stretch for our players and coaches, but you know, to be 2-1 is something to be proud of too, even this late in the season.
After 14 games last year, the Eagles were not going to go to the playoffs. You said, let's win these last two games. Let's have it carry over into 2017. Beat the Giants, beat the Cowboys. And I'm not sure a lot of people on the outside believe that would have any impact on 2017. Do you think it helped?
Yes. I do think that helps. I just think it gives you momentum going into the offseason. That's the last thing that you remember, is winning those two games at the end of the season. And now here we are at the last two games of the season, and really none bigger than this Monday night because of the implications as it has for us even in the postseason. So it's a big opportunity for our players, for our organization. You know, also to go from 12-2 to 13-2 would be something pretty special. And you know, that's going to be the message all week long.
Sunday was another close game victory, a one possession win for the Eagles after, again, going back to last year, kind of putting 1-1 together here. 1-6 last year in one possession, one score games. This year, that's totally turned around. Why do you think that is?
Again, I think we just learn. I think you learn from that. The team has matured. Playmakers, you know, are making plays. It's not always pretty, you know, as the case on Sunday afternoon. But the guys just are, it's a resilient group, and they're finding ways to pull these wins out and making plays at the end of the game and just doing what it takes to find a way to win. And it's exciting, but at the same time, I kind of wish it was a little bit bigger margin of victory. But hey, a win is a win.
You take away Carson Wentz, the Eagles, who lead the league in scoring, go out and score 34 points. As a group, what went well for the offense on Sunday?
Well, I think you have to start with Nick. I really do. I the way he practiced all week and he paid attention to his details and focused in on the game plan, played exceptionally well. You know, no turnovers, which is what you want your quarterback to do. Didn't have that big mistake in the game. You know, and then really – offensive line. I thought Chance, you know, hasn't played in a while, came in and played a nice job. Big V, you know, over there with number
Vernon.
54,
yeah.
With
yeah.
Vernon. He's a special player, and he did a nice job in the game. And you know, that offensive line just kind of took it upon themselves that they were going to kind of take charge of this football game. And so that's kind of, you know, how the game unfolded, you know, for us offensively and to kind of keep us. We didn't start the game, obviously, defensively the way we wanted to, but offensively did enough to keep us in the football game and eventually win it at the end.
How did Nick build such chemistry so quickly? It's not easy throwing the football up and allowing, for example, Nelson Agholor to make plays. That chemistry takes some time, and he didn't have any time to develop that.
He didn't, and it's just trust. It's just trust with his receivers. And, you know, even the first play of the game, which is a designed run, you know, and you talk about RPOs and Nick can't run the RPOs and all that. Well, that was an RPO, and they nickel blitzed us, came off the edge, and he hit Alshon for 12 yards. And, you know, so those are the things those are timing throws. Those are things that, from a quarterback's perspective, you just sort of, you've got to anticipate it, but you got to rep them. And, you know, Nick hasn't had a ton of rep with our guys. And then for Alshon to make the catch and to go another 12 yards was a great play to start the game. And it's just trust. It's just trust in your players and spending time with them as much as you can during the week and building that rapport.
Doug, what are you seeing on defense?
Well, you know, it's really not lack of effort. You know, we're seeing, you know, some mental mistakes being made. We're seeing penalties a little bit that are starting to show up, starting to creep up. And the way we started the game is obviously not the defense that we've seen all season long. Now did they rebound and have a great second half of the game? Yes, they did, and they played extremely well in the second half. And And that's the type of defense that we're used to, and in shutting down the run. And I know, you know, Eli came out and it was all quick passing, and it was RPOs and, you know, double moves, and they had some pick routes, and that's what they do. And really, I think for the Giants, it was a matter of if we're going to win this football game, we got to do it this way. And they pretty much went up tempo the entire football game. You know, our defense, struggled to start, but really, really came on at the end, made plays when they had to, and then shut them down inside the 10-yard line there for the ultimate win.
So that's been the question all week. So do you feel concerned about the defense? Do you feel like it's just a matter of getting the breath back and getting back on track?
You know, it is just a matter of getting back on track. But listen, it's tough. We've been on the road now for 3 weeks, and this was our third. You know, I asked the team to commit for 3 weeks, and last Sunday was the third week. It was the final, you know, of that 3 week stretch, and you know, the West Coast trip and the swing, and then driving up to New York. And listen, anytime the Giants and the Eagles play, just take the records away. Take all the records away. It's going to be one of those grudge matches. It always is. And you know, sometimes you can look at the record. Oh, you see 2-11 and 11, and you see all that kind of stuff, and that might play on your psyche a little bit. But those are the things you have to guard against. And again, our football team found a way, and really proud of the guys.
You know what's really impressive to me? The Eagles, you give up a blocked punt in Los Angeles, and then you go, all right, we think we can get better on special teams. We're going to sign Brian Braman. And then Brian comes in. He's active on Sunday, figured in some of the success that special teams had. You block three kicks. There's no – this season, Doug, it's been like every single issue has been addressed, and everybody's bought in. It's been such a positive outcome.
It really has, and you're right. When the players buy in, and really what I'm starting to see now, what I'm starting to hear more than anything, are the players are sort of repeating the same messages amongst themselves. So the things that I'm saying in a meeting, they're repeating amongst themselves, and even out into the public, into the media, and that's when you know guys have really bought into what we're doing, and buying into the process, and understanding that, and trusting each other, and you know, trusting the coaches and coaches trusting players. And, you know, it, again, if you're going to have three block kicks in a game, you know, special teams stepped up huge. And you know, Derek Barnett, Malcolm, and Camus all had impacts, in, you know, obviously on special teams. And, again, a big reason why we won the game.
So on Monday night, goal number three is out there. Goal number one, win the division. Goal number two, get a bye week. Goal number three, let's clinch home field advantage. How big is this on Monday night, Coach?
It's extremely big. You know, the entire week, the messaging is about that. It's about, you know, hey guys, we've checked two boxes. Let's get that third. And so, you know, it's full steam ahead. I know guys are beat up. I know guys are, this time of year, every team in the National Football League is hurting in week 16. But we've got to really dig down deep and sort of, you know, soul check ourselves a little bit, coaches and players, and make sure that, you know, I don't want to sacrifice a player, obviously. I don't want to put a guy that's hurt on the field. But at the same time, if somebody can give us quality minutes Monday night to win this football game, it would be a big boost. And then they get some time. And then we'll make decisions past this Monday based on what happens.
Good luck on Monday night. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Doug Peterson in studio, presented by Wawa.